Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It's exactly 10 o'clock. A very warm welcome. This is Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Welcome to the Thursday edition. This is Intimate Moments. We are at 657 AM, www.radiopulpit.co.za. My name is Thompson Mashakeni. You and I, the best of companion, from now until the hour 12 o'clock. As always, you know that we bring the very best in terms of music, the very best in terms of discussion, so to say. Talking about discussion, you remember that we started the conversation with the servant of the Lord, Professor Elijah Baloyi, regarding the power of reading, studying, meditating, researching on the living word of God. So broadly, the servant of the Lord is talking about why reading, why the word of the living God. And our scripture reading, going further, is taken from the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses number 1 to 17. So you're going to enjoy that discussion. Even the music, like I said, as well. Remember, my family, adversity causes us to draw nearer to the Lord. It's in a eka shikwembu, loko ihlangana na mashangu, when we meet adversity and problems. More so, the word of the Lord says, many are the afflictions of the righteous. But the Lord shall deliver him out of them all. Seeking the Lord is very, very key. Let me just kickstart the program tonight. The Skosana family, baritata konke.
Inspiring lives with God's Word. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
At Radio Pulpit, we are dedicated to delivering content that inspires and uplifts, guided by faith and truth. Our commitment is to provide quality programming for our community. We are here to serve with content that speaks to the heart, sharing messages of hope and love every day. If you believe we haven't followed the broadcasting code, you can contact the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Visit www.bccsa.co.za or call 011-326-3130 for more information. Thank you for listening to Radio Pulpit, your trusted voice in faith and community.
Let Christ inspire your day. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, bringing the Word of God to you.
Amen, amen, amen. That's how we welcome you, my family, tonight. Resumorosa Sekara, the Skosana family on Intimate Moments, Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Baritata konke. You get to know the Lord Jesus Christ through communication. Loko uvulavula na yena, you communicate with him. And remember as well that he listens. He's very, very compassionate. Una ntwela busuwana eka hina. Right? Shana inga shikuma kwi shikwembu shinwana leshingana ntwela busuwana like the one that we serve. And you will see the Lord Jesus Christ during his time here on earth. He was preaching salvation. He was preaching deliverance, bringing people into the kingdom. And he would pronounce and say, "Hunzukani, ikuba kufuma kama tilo kutsinele. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand." When we serve this God, we know that he comforts us in our daily struggles, in our daily, you know, things that we come across. And I suppose you know that ihlangana na swilo so tala ebutongwini, but he is the king who reigns forever and ever. I would like to bring in the first discussion with the prof on Intimate Moments. Going further, faith enables us to do the impossible. Here, eka mfundisi, Professor Elijah Baloyi, irisimura fikile mlomo ujeso uyangenelela.
Radio with higher purpose. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Open View 607. DSTV 882 and online at radiopulpit.co.za. Also download our app and listen to our podcasts. Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Connecting you with Christ. Download our app and listen to our podcasts.
Well, tonight, my family, we are here once again with the message of hope. With a message that says we belong to the Lord. And belonging to the Lord, my family, on intimate moments, it means that we have the responsibility to know the living word of God, to apply the living word of God. So tonight as well, it's my privilege and honor to bring in Professor Elijah Baloyi, Imfundisi Baloyi. Yeah, we are looking at the word. We started last week, scripture reading, meditating, researching on the word of God. But tonight, we are looking specifically at us allowing the word of God to cleanse our life. A very warm welcome, servant of the Lord, tonight. Thank you for joining us on Radio Pulpit.
Thank you, Tate Mashekin, and greetings, listener outside there. We are learning from last week that the word of God has got something to do in our lives. We have learned, powerful as it is, we cannot be cleansed without it. We cannot grow in faith without it. We cannot move forward without it.
Yes.
So the word of God, it's of paramount importance in the life of a Christian.
Right.
You cannot continue to live the Christian life without having it as every day in your life.
Now, Mfundisi, we are looking at this. I saw it from your script. Allowing the word of God, rebasisa, cleanse, because we cannot be clean without it, in our hearts. Why do you want to address that?
The word of God indicates very well that it is having everything that we need for our lives.
It is having everything that we need into our lives.
Yes. Cleansing, it's part of what we want in our lives. Just like when we wake up every morning, we start by bathing or getting to the shower. Because we want to be presentable. We want people to look at us. We don't want to be looked at as if we don't take care of our own bodies. So it becomes a first routinal thing that we do every day in our lives, to wake up and wash our mouth and wash our bodies.
Right. Yeah. I love that, because indeed, when we go to work or people are going to school or any other things, first and foremost, you wash. Why should we allow the word of God to cleanse us? Why is it so important? And what does the Bible say? Would you like to read as well?
We are Ntatema Shekin. We are created by God.
Yes.
He created a clean heart inside of me and you.
Right.
Therefore, for us to sustain that clean heart,
right,
we need the word of God to keep us going. It's like you have a car, but before you put in petrol, you cannot drive that car.
I hear you.
You must put in petrol or diesel, if ever it is using diesel, or any kind of gasoline that you will put inside so that you are able to drive that car to move. But before that, you cannot drive that car.
I see.
You have got everything, and tires and everything are good, but you lack something which is also essential to make sure that the car can move, before you put it, the car will not even move an inch. So I always want to remind our listeners that the word of God must be power to push you to move, because you want to move all the time and you want to move from point A to point B, and that is the work of the word.
Now, when you want to move from point A to B, according to the servant of the Lord, you need the power of the word of God to actually push you. Mfundisi, you see, perhaps the family would say, let's read scriptures.
Yes, yes. We are going to scriptures. We can start from Psalm 119. And there, I would like us to read verse number 166 to verse number 168.
Oh, Psalm 119,
yes.
From verses number?
166.
You said 166.
Yes, and to 168.
All right. I love it. Love it. My family, the servant of the Lord is here. We are reading Psalm 119, verses 166. You said.
Yes.
Lord, I hope for your salvation and do your commandments. Mm-hmm. My soul keeps your testimonies, and I love them exceedingly. That is verse number 167. Must I continue?
So, yeah, 168 also.
Please. It says, Professor and the family, tonight I keep your precepts and your testimonies, for all my ways are before you.
And when we get back to the NIV,
yeah,
then this translation that I'm having, I wait for your salvation, Lord, and I follow your commands. Verse 167, I obey your statutes, for I love them greatly. Statutes, it's another way of God's communication to us. And already he has indicated, I love your commands. That is the word. There is nothing we can call God's commands or God's commandment if it is not the word of God. That is within the word of God. He's saying, I wait for your salvation, Lord, and follow. Let me tell you, the word of God has been made for me and you to follow it. It has not been created so that we can only have it. But you cannot follow something that you are not listening to. We must listen to it. Then we can follow.
I love that. The servant of the Lord, my family, says the word of God has been given to us to be followed. Followed. I love those verses. He talks about the commandments. When we talk about the commandments, what are commandments? What is it that we can talk more about commandment? Iyin milaw, milaw le, iyin, le, fanele ke kuba ilandzelela.
This is coming from the Old Testament view,
right,
whereby the Torah,
yeah,
the first five books of the Bible were referred to as the books of law, and they were called a Torah.
Right.
Now, Torah it means law, but it simply means the communication of God.
That the which communication God, of
yes,
God. Yes.
Because you will remember when Moses got the commands of God from the mountain.
Right.
They were inscribed by God's hand by himself.
Oh.
Yeah. And then he was giving them to Moses so that Moses can deliver them to the Israelites.
Right.
And not only to deliver them, but that they will read and follow them so that they become laws to govern their lives.
It means that if Israel had to follow the laws and the commandments of God, it becomes their lifestyle. It means they will succeed.
It changes how they view things, their understanding.
Love that. I love
it gives
that.
Them wisdom, because even their judgment, when they have to judge themselves or they judge one another, they will be using the word of God to say, but what is the word of God saying? And when you read particularly the books like Exodus and Deuteronomy,
right,
you get a lot of those statutes which the psalmist is indicating now in the book of Psalm.
Bring us to speed. How do we then apply this so that the word may cleanse us now?
The word of God needs you to be ready. That's number one. You must be ready to take it personally as your own. You don't only have to see it to somebody else. When it is read, pray and ask the Lord, I want to follow this word. Mm-hmm. You don't follow it humanly speaking. Mm-hmm. Our nature does not give us that human following of the word of God. We are born in sin, like David said, I was conceived by my mother in sin. But then by the cleansing of the blood of Jesus, we start praying and asking God, show me your direction. Let your word work within me.
Uh-huh.
And then the word will start working. When I listen to it, I must pray over it. It's not only about reading or listening. It's also about praying about it, saying, God, I listen to your word. I want it to apply to my life. Because my own human life cannot comprehend that which God wants me to do. But I only need God himself by his spirit.
Now, I love that we need God by his spirit to guide us. So you are saying, Mfundisi, for the word of God to cleanse us, first and foremost, when I open it, be it at home or wherever, when I'm reading or wanting to pray, I must say, Father, help me to understand your word as I read it, starting by prayer.
Mouthful. You said mouthful in Tatema Shakin. It is not an ordinary book that we are talking about.
Lord have mercy.
Perhaps we need to first understand the Bible has been written more than 2,000 years ago. But it is still relevant to the lives of people today. But the newspaper that has been written maybe last week, it is no longer of value to me today because it is passed on. But the word of God continues. That is why somewhere when we read in the Bible, it says, everything shall pass, but my word shall not pass.
Mfundisi, I want us to start there. Uri osiyeso, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will never pass away. My family, tonight, this is what the servant of the Lord is delivering, and I'm glad that we have read the scriptures. However, we continue with the conversation.
Get your daily bread, but also your faith in practice. It's 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Your daily companion.
This is the station of choice tonight. Resimaraka Teraya, joyous celebration, but thank you. After our discussion, and we going further, going forward, discussing these issues of the kingdom, right? The faith that we have in Christ now is able to take God at his word. In other words, kupfumela kuta ikuyingisa. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the living word of God. And ungakota kubona leswaku loko retora xikombu uri apply ebutongweni bya wena, God is able to do what he says. In other words, faith enables us. Faith believes. Faith causes us to see things happening. Remember, Shikwembu is at work in our lives. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, Valentiruin, they are one. And we bless the Lord for that. Each and every one, ekufambeni ka yena, ulaba kuhlula, ulaba kuhumelela. Therefore, shingwana na shingwana, for whatsoever is born of God, my family, overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Ay, I love our faith in Christ because ripfumelo rina matimba la makulukumba swinene. On our own we fail, on our own we cannot make it, but we only make it when it's on our side. Nikunika risimura power as we continue with the program Intimate Moments on your favorite top gospel radio station. Uri power xikwembu xa hina xivula tano, we bring in the servant of the Lord going forward.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth, life explained.
Now, moving forward with the servant of the Lord, it's such a great, great pleasure, because earlier on he read the book of Psalm 119, you know, those verses that we read, and they talk about the commandment of the Lord. You know, how the soul of David was keeping the commandments of the Lord. And he spoke about the Torah when he was explaining that. You know, Prof, welcome back. Let's continue with the conversation.
Thank you so much. Greetings, Tate Mashakin, and greetings, listener outside there. Tonight we are going to continue with this word of God. And now we are going to the Gospel of John.
The Gospel of John.
It's chapter 6.
Yeah.
And we would like to read verse number 63 to hear what he says. It reads as follows. The Spirit gives life. The flesh counts for nothing. The words I have spoken to you, they are full of the Spirit and life. Oh. The words... These words are full, they are filled, they are not empty, they are not void. But these are the words that are full of life and full of spirit. For our Christian life, there are too many things that we need to proceed. We need the Spirit of God, that is number one, to give us a direction. We need to be led by the Spirit, to be guided by the Spirit. And we also need life. And he is saying all these two things are part and parcel of the word that he gave out already. Let me tell you one thing, Tate Mashakin, which we are missing. The word of God has already come to us. It has already been given to us. We are not waiting for a new word of God now. The only thing that is left for us is to ask the Holy Spirit to illuminate it, to make it work within ourselves. We have to ask the work of the Lord, because now we are in the application time. We need the word to apply into our lives, not the word to be read like any other ordinary word or any other ordinary book or a newspaper. But here we are speaking about the word that must change our lives, that must give us life, that must direct how we live. My life and your life must be under the control of the word. And how can that happen? You need the Spirit of God. Because this is the Paracletos that Jesus Christ promised when he left. When he ascended to heaven, he said, I won't leave you alone.
Right. Remember?
But he said, I will call the Father and I will ask him. He will give you another helper.
Hallelujah.
The Paracletos.
Hallelujah.
In Hebrew. This one, he will help you to understand everything. It means for us to understand, we don't need our own intellect.
Right.
There is no need for me to kick myself if I don't understand the word of God.
But I need to bow
down and ask the Lord, God, give me the spirit of understanding.
Make me understand. Yes, I'm in conversation. Sorry for that. I'm in conversation with Mfundisi Elijah Baloyi. And Jesus says, the words that I speak, they are life and they are spirit. It means when you read the Bible, you are reading life. And the spirit behind that life is the Holy Spirit. Why the Holy Spirit? So important to understand scriptures.
The Holy Spirit, when we read the Bible further on in Paul's letter to the Corinthians, we are told that the things of the Spirit cannot be understood by someone who does not have a Spirit.
Oh.
So the Spirit is like a foundation inside of me.
Right.
It is like when you want to put the train to move, you first lay down the railway so that it can move through the rail. But before you put in the rail, you don't expect a train to move because it will sink into the soil. So for me and you to be prepared inside so that the word can get a space to can operate and work within us, we need the Holy Spirit. That is the first guardian that is given to us that Jesus Christ promised when he left, saying, I will ask the Father and he will give you another helper who will make you understand these things. We have these things, but for us to understand them, we need the Spirit of God.
I'm in conversation with the servant of the Lord on intimate moments. For us to understand scriptures, we need the Holy Spirit. And I'm telling you, we will go far.
And I think that one of the other things that we undermine, it is to want to equate the word of God with other ordinary readings that we do have.
All right.
That is a mistake that we do in our lives, because when I want to read any other subject or any other book, there is no necessity, or newspaper, there's no necessity for me to pray about it.
Okay.
I can just read. I just read and then I forget tomorrow. You ask me about it, I say, I forgot. And there's nothing bad about that. But coming to the word of God, it is something that must dwell within me. Remember in the book of Revelation chapter 2, he said, I am knocking at the door, and anyone who will open for me, I will enter inside and I will dine with you and you will dine with me. This means the word of God must dwell within inside. It is not the word only to be read like any other ordinary readings, but we are reading the word of God so that it changes my life. And such kind of a change needs the foundation of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Because when the Holy Spirit is dwelling within me, he makes it possible for me to understand when the word comes to me. When you preach to me with the word of God, that is why it is very different. You will even see for yourself. When you are preaching to the people who have got the Holy Spirit and people who have got no Holy Spirit, you will see there is a difference in understanding that. But you need also to pray for these ones who do not have the Holy Spirit, to say, please, Holy Spirit, can you guide them to understand? That is why every Sunday or every sermon that you listen to, you must first pray. And in the end of that preaching, you also need to pray and say, God, give me more understanding about what has been preached to me. I can read. Remember, I want to give you a last example before you interject. There was one of the people who were coming to the disciple Philip, who was coming to somewhere in Africa, in Ethiopia. And then they find this man who was reading the Bible, but not understanding what was happening, until they explained to him. I want to hope they even illuminated by the work of the Spirit for him to understand. That is when he said, no, now I understand these things. Here is the water. Why can't you baptize me? Because all along he had the Bible, but he was not understanding. So understanding the word of God needs the Spirit of God.
All right, my family. I'm in conversation with the servant of the Lord. You, the words that I speak, they are life and they are spirit. And the servant of the Lord is emphasizing as well that the Holy Spirit was promised to us by Jesus. And he spoke about the paraclete, someone who walks alongside with us to understand scriptures. 2 points that you would love to say in life so that we may understand scriptures. What is it that we can do to understand scriptures?
Thank you so much, Ntabish, again. Thank you, listener. Number one.
Number one.
Allow yourself to be a place of the where the Holy Spirit must dwell.
A temple.
Yes. Ah. Open up for the work of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Open up for the Holy Spirit to indwell within you.
Yes.
When he is living inside of you, you won't miss the word of God. You will never miss an understanding. Number two. Follow and try to trouble yourself. Seek. The Bible says, seek. Seek ye wisdom and understanding. And that is the book of Proverbs chapter 5. Seek ye wisdom. In other words, be like a Nicodemus of our time. Nicodemus, after listening to Jesus Christ during the day, he did not understand everything. But then the Bible says he went to him at night saying, please make me understand this. How can I be born again when I'm as old as I am? Because it was a question of understanding here. It was no longer a question of hearing. So lastly, allow me to say there is a difference, Tatemashekin, between hearing and understanding. And we need the understanding part so that we can have the word to work within us, so that we can have this life. And we need to understand it by also giving ourselves unto it. It does not come out so easily. You need to lie down and give yourself to God to say, God, I cannot live without understanding your word. Help me to understand it.
Professor Elijah Baloyi, we're starting there.
Yeah.
Dear Heavenly Father, help me to understand the word. I'm in conversation with the servant of the Lord, and we read, as we continue the program or with the conversation, the book of John, where Jesus speaks about this word being the spirit and being life. I love the conversation.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Pila ubo minat, mamela inkubo zetu ku radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Radio Pulpit is a family radio station committed to biblical values. For this reason, we have signed a code of conduct with the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Under the code, Radio Pulpit is committed to giving news that is accurate, comments that are fair, and programming that is not offensive, obscene, or harmful. If you feel that Radio Pulpit is not living up to that code, we encourage you to direct your complaint in writing to the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa, PO Box 412-365, Craig Hall 2024, or send a fax to 011-787-0280, or email to bccsa@nabsa.co.za. The Broadcasting Complaints Commission is also obtainable on their website, www.bccsa.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Yazisa ngeshishini lakho ku Radio Pulpit. Ubuyele kwisimo esiphilileyo. I Radio Pulpit ine 40 years yasungulwayo. Kwaye nabakhulakhuli abangaphaya kwe 400,000. Sinikela ngepackages ukuncedisana nawe uphuhlisa ishishini lakho. Tsalela uSanet ku 012-334-1254 okanye uthumele umyalezo ku sanet@radiopulpit.co.za okanye uthumele igama advertise ku SMS ku 37871. Standard rates apply.
This is the station where we bring in the good news. The good news. The good news of salvation. Winnie Mashaba Daimani. Ekanongonoko wa wena. Intimate moments on your favorite top gospel radio station, Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Why? Kumana kambe eka www.radiopulpit.co.za. Nakambe wa ikumaka DSTV channel audio bouquet 882. Fast forward as we move on with the program. Ibona osi Yesu Kristo rebuked the storm in the sea. And quite honestly, matimbaya lawa minana wena ui nikile. We have been given the power and the authority as well. That's why inga chabi ebutongu nibzaina bjamasiku inkwawo. Imani Yesu loyi, imponisi, he is the savior of the world. Loko arikona ebutongu nibzaina, he fights all our battles, he provides our needs, he makes things to be okay. And I kota ku endla hinkwaso ha Kriste loyi a hihaka matimba. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Imani Yesu loyi na yena hosi ya tihosi. And our ministry is not complete, my family, wherever you are, when the Holy Spirit is not involved. I need to be led by the Spirit of the Lord. You need as well. By and large, the church need to be led by the Spirit of the Lord. He knows the desires of our hearts. Nibulama ono kwetzima. Utiba kunabela ka timbilu ta ina. Music continues to be the best. Back to music indeed. Nikunika, we will worship. Bari ungizungezile. Yes, I know.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. True, authentic Christian radio.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.